This coaching catch-up is brought to you by the Eastern Insider Podcast and emueagles.com. There's only one show in Michigan that covers all things Eastern all the time, the Eastern Insider Podcast. New episodes are set to begin Monday, August 30th, and can be found at emueagles.com/podcasts, Apple, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your digital media. Temperature dropping out here at Reinierson Stadium, but the energy definitely starting to pick up as camp continues and we head towards opening night, September 3rd against St. Francis here at the factory. Now joined by defensive coordinator Neil Nethery and coach. All the kids out here obviously excited just to be back playing football, but there's always a little extra energy on days like today. Your team just finished up a full team scrimmage, so full pads are on, referees are out, actual plays going in on the field. Tell me a little bit about what you saw out of your defense today as they went against an offensive unit that is giving you guys good looks at all levels of the depth chart.
Yeah, well, we'll see the film, but it wasn't very good. We didn't play very well. So we'll have to see the film and see how we can get better.
We've talked to some of your players here over this first portion of camp, and really, the mindset from what they've told us has been all about getting better every day and learning from your mistakes, not dwelling on what's happened and getting better. From your perspective, do you agree with that kind of notion? And how do you feel like your group has been able to go in after practices, see the film, and come back with a different attitude the next day?
Yeah, this is a great group as far as that goes. These guys work hard. They work hard at the stuff off the field and spend a lot of time on the film, and they're eager to get better. So from that standpoint, I think this group's outstanding.
A lot of people wonder what the structure of camp looks like. Take us through just a little bit of this next couple of weeks before your first game. What are you guys working on right now? When do you start actually looking at the specific team you're playing? Have you already done that? Are you looking ahead on the schedule? What's the focus of practice right now, and how will that change over the next few weeks?
Yeah, right now we're still, you know, through today, it's very general and just going against our offense and not anything game plan wise, just learning the system. And that'll really continue through next week, the following week. So the we've got 2.5 weeks in, we'll start to do some scout stuff and work on some of our future opponents. And then at some point we'll switch over to St. Francis and it'll be all about them. But that doesn't start here for a little bit.
A lot of negatives that came out of COVID, but one of the positives out of the COVID year is that you get to return a lot of players on both sides of the ball, but your defensive unit included. What's it been like to not only have some strong leaders, but to have so many people back that have been able to take that leadership role and really as a unit grow together?
Yeah, so, you know, we've got some depth up front that we've never had before due to that. And then unfortunately in the back end, you know, thank God we've got the extra guys because we've been beat up so bad through the spring. But it is good to have more. We've got more good players. And then you also just have a lot of maturity that usually is not there with guys that are fifth and even sixth-year seniors.
Any returners that have stood out to you as really taking that next step both on the field and as a leader, helping the young guys out?
Yeah, I think Teran Rush is he's our leader. I mean, he does a great job of always being positive, taking care of himself as far as his own game. I think he's playing better than he did a year ago. And then just as a fantastic leader, Terry Myrick does a great job for that, for the linebacker room, and is continuing to progress the mental phase of the game and then does a good job leading with the younger guys.
It's been hot, long days out here through camp so far. I know sometimes you want to just go home and relax. I know your family's been around you for a long time doing this job, so they get what camp is like. But how's the new puppy treating you at home? Does the puppy understand yet that when dad comes home, it's football, you got to have some time to relax?
Oh, that guy loves me, man. I sit in my recliner and he comes leaping up and licks my face off. So, yeah, he's cool. Puppy's good. The puppy doesn't care whether the day went good or bad or someone got hurt or didn't. So that's good.
Well, I guess maybe the best remedy for a football coach is to go home to a good family and a good puppy. So, Coach, thanks so much for your time today. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll look forward to catching up with you before the first game.
All right. Thanks a lot.